This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
There's a couple stories out about intelligence and attention spans and things that are going on with humanity as a whole that I thought we should maybe talk about. One is this story that says attention spans are getting shorter. And then the other story is that...
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying it. What was
literally, I read the headline that said attention spans are getting shorter. And then it's this huge article about because of Google and stuff. And I'm like trying to skim it. I'm trying to gather some form of information from the story.
Right.
And as I was like skimmed to the end and was like, meh, I was like, oh my God.
It's true.
I can't be bothered.
Right.
To read a story that's saying we've lost our... I can't. Don't care.
Attention span.
It's like, you should see my kids right now.
Oh, they're bad attention spans?
Dude, I'm telling you, this is, I know parents, if you're a parent and you let your kids have any electronic device before they go to school, you are an a-hole.
Oh, you're right.
Because
on that.
Now they've seen something they love that is constantly moving.
Stimulation.
And they got to go see their boring ass science teacher. Cause I remember mine with the pocket protector with a few pins in there, his horn rim glasses, his receding hairline that he's covering up. And he's like, today we're going to talk about...
No stimulation.
He's got no shot of teaching your kid if they've had Roblox before they went to school.
Right, your kid goes from 60 to zero.
Yes! It's not their fault that the technology exists.
Yeah,
but
it's not the teacher's fault.
Oh my God.
Yes, that's a good idea. Don't give them that stimulation before you send them to school.
So if you'd like to know more about the reasons why our attention span is less, you're going to have to Google the story because we don't care enough to read it. It's legitimately what happened.
True.
I scanned, I saw the word Google and was on movie something. And I was like, meh. The other intelligent thing that kind of blows my mind. And I know you're just going to call BS on me. And I swear to God.
Oh, okay.
There's a story about celebrities who have high IQs.
Dude, this thing comes out like once every couple of years.
If you remember this, I don't think I've ever seen this before, but I remember, I know you're going to say I'm lying. I remember being tested when I was young and being told I was a 153. So I don't know if I didn't.
153.
There it is. That's the kind of feedback I was looking for.
I was just verifying the number.
Honest to God, at the time, didn't know if that was high.
What age group? How old were you?
I don't remember. I think it was like fourth grade or something.
Yes, because that's usually when we get tested, fourth, fifth, somewhere in there for IQ. Let me ask you, I hate these questions. We're like, lawnmower equals gas than shovel equal, what?
Here's the problem with claiming that I have a 153 IQ. I don't remember the questions. I don't think they were, because I hate the analogy questions. If they're math, if there's shapes and what shape should go next or whatever, I understand that stuff.
Yeah.
If there's the 18 plus 1 equals this, and then there's a pattern where the math isn't right, but then you figure out what the pattern is, I can do all that stuff. The analogous stuff that you just described is my least favorite stuff.
Me too.
Because it's about what you think the relationship
is. Thank you.
Because sometimes the four answers you have, it's like, they don't correlate in the way I see lawnmower to gasoline. Gasoline's what makes a lawnmower run, but none of these other things are what makes the first thing run. And it's rock. I'm like,
it's subjective, babe.
It's so subjective.
Yeah, that's not, it should not be on an IQ test.
I remember those being on the SAT and whatever, but
you had them on there
yes,
too.
Yes, they're definitely on the SAT. And it's just, but this, so when I saw this story, it was the first time I realized where my 153 fits in the range.
Dude, that's huge.
It's kind of up there.
It's high.
Stephen Hawking and Albert Einstein were around 160.
They're only 7 points higher than you?
I want you all to soak that in.
Only seven points higher than you.
Again, I don't know if I... Can your IQ decrease? Because I have done everything I can to try to decrease.
Great question.
I've killed a lot of brain cells.
I haven't, but I'm just saying.
That's
a good question.
I don't use my brain the way I used to. I mean, I used to be so into. I was in like advanced calculus in like sixth grade.
And advanced music and advanced everything.
Because I would be taken out of class to go to like the middle school to do math and stuff because I was great at those things. I know IQ is not necessarily smarts. It's your intelligence quotient, like your ability to be smart. Yeah. But yeah, I barely use my brain at this. I mean, we talk for a little.
I was going to say, we're on a show.
Yeah,
I mean,
how much brain there's almost zero brain power being exercised. You saw how hard we tried on the other story that we had. Right. Tried zero. So just real quick, let's run through some of the celebrities who are surprisingly.
These are geniuses then.
I don't know what genius level 130, is.
130, minimum 130,
no.
Yes. In fact,
do not, there's no way I will get a big head if I think I'm a genius, so don't tell me that.
That's considered genius, and real quick, that's the baseline for getting into Mensa. You got to be a 130 at least.
So why wouldn't I automatically be in if I was a 153?
It's a huge, actually I thought it was easy, it's a pain in the
ass. You have to ask to get in?
There's a whole thing going on. But you start with that, 130.
Well, if I can
still. These people are considered geniuses.
Matt Damon, Conan O'Brien, Quentin Tarantino. They're at 160 as well.
I've heard that about Damon. Didn't know that about the other.
I see that about Damon. I mean, he's talented on more than just one level.
Yeah.
Alicia Keys and Cindy Crawford barely eking Slacker out at a 154.
Cindy Crawford is a supermodel. She was known for her body, but I was one of the few people that knew she's wicked smart.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I'd never heard that before today.
Crazy.
Alicia Keys, musical genius.
Sure.
I see that.
And they just beat you out.
Yeah. You know who I'm ahead of?
Who?
Kate Beckinsale.
Beckinsale?
Yeah, Kate Beckinsale. Yeah. Isn't that her name?
Yeah.
Oh, is it? It's not Beckinsale?
It's always Beckinsale.
I have called her Beckinsale my entire life.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not a 153. Is it really Beckinsale?
Beckinsale, yeah.
Have I said it? Have I said it wrong to you?
You sometimes get it right, though.
I don't think I've ever gotten it right because I thought this was a misprint.
No, it's Beckinsale, yeah. What's your IQ?
Dropping like a stone. She's a 152.
And people don't realize that about her.
She's not that smart if she's dating that tool.
Good point.
Jessica Alba is 2 points behind me at a 151.
Dang.
David Duchovny of X-Files and Californication fame is a 147.
I see that.
Meryl Streep's a 143. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we're going to bang out a bunch of 140s here. Shakira, Kesha, Madonna, Claire Danes, and Natalie Portman. Are you noticing anything?
They're all singers.
A lot of men not on the list. David Duchovny was the last name I mentioned.
Oh, good point.
Kate Beckinsale, Sale. Oh, my God. Kesha, Madonna, Claire Danes, Natalie Portman.
You're right.
Alicia Keys, Cindy Crawford.
All female.
It's all female. Nicole Kidman's a 132. Next time you get to a male is James Franco at 130.
Dude, we just discovered.
All right. You find out how I get into Mensa.
Okay.
And I will try it. But I guarantee you.
Are you going to do the IQ test?
I'll do the IQ test if you want me to do it.
Because they supply a free one. It is sponsored by Mensa. Dude, you're going to take
that. I didn't know Kate Beckinsale didn't have a D in it.
That's okay.
I'm going to fail.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.